Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. Pope Benedict has appointed the head of the U.S. military archdiocese to succeed the retiring Cardinal William Keeler as Archbishop of Baltimore. Archbishop Edwin F. O'Brien will be taking over the nation's oldest Roman Catholic diocese, which includes the first two Catholic seminaries and the first cathedral in the country. He said he is looking forward to the new experience.
It's all happened so quickly and unexpectedly. I'm still adjusting. I've got a lot to learn, but a lot of good people to learn from.
Cardinal Keeler turned 76 in March. At a press conference yesterday, he looked back at his time as Archbishop.
The low point was the crisis over priestly abuse of minors. The high point has been the wonderful response of our people, of so many people, so many friends of the Archdiocese, to assist in Catholic school education.
Archbishop O'Brien, 68, a New York native, has extensive experience training priests. He served as head of St. Joseph Seminary in Yonkers, New York, and is rector of the Rome-based Pontifical North American College. The Vatican has accepted a certificate from a Hungarian-based firm stating that the reforestation of a large area of the Birk National Park in Hungary would compensate for all its carbon emissions this year. This is the first time the Vatican has purchased carbon credits. The reforestation project is part of a broader effort by the Vatican to go green.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.